Auburn's opening game against Baylor maybe got a little bit more important.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Today's episode is brought to you by BuyAuburn.com, pitting Auburn or matching Auburn business owners with Auburn fans. Do business with Auburn people. It's BuyAuburn.com. We're going to talk about the announcement yesterday about the game time television station and everything along with the first game, and I think that announcement ramps up the importance just a little bit. We'll break that down. We're going to talk about in-state recruiting, how this weekend could play a big role, how honestly that game one could play a big role. And then baseball takes a loss last night, but does it really matter? We're going to talk about that as well. Let's jump right into it. I know there's going to be a lot of shows today talking about the announcement from yesterday. I'm not going to bore you with those details, but we're going to talk about the impact that it could have. Obviously, it's 2:30 on Saturday. That's a primetime slot, and then it's going to be on the primetime station on ABC. Those are the most important things. We all know it's a neutral site, and I'm putting neutral site in quotation marks. It's a neutral site off-campus game. We know the spread. We know all that kind of stuff. The first game in general for a head coach is always important, okay? And now that it's on the primetime nationwide station, like this is going to be the game to watch. And it makes sense, too, because, you know, it's two pretty big quarterbacks going head-to-head with DJ Lagway and Byron Brown. But I think it really ramps up the importance of this particular game because of all the eyes on it, because of the potential for a gigantic wave of momentum if you go have a really big and impressive win. If Byron Brown has a really big game, that sends his hype potentially into overdrive. And then you couple that all around with, A, it being a new staff, this new staff bringing in a lot of the same staff from the previous stop, like you bring a lot of continuity there. And then you kind of double down on it with bringing a lot of your own guys. And then again, ramp that up with a national TV audience. It really, really sends this thing from an importance standpoint into overdrive. One thing that Golish has done and said, at least a train of thought that he's gone by that Auburn fans and the media love, is the complete lack of asking for patience, the complete lack of saying we need time. Not only that, but it's completely in the other direction. It's not saying, hey, we're about to go out and win the national championship, or we're about to go out and we're going to win the SEC title year one. Don't think he's necessarily said anything like that. But he's essentially said, hey, we're here to win now. We're here to compete now. There is no, hey, give me two recruiting classes. There is none of this. You haven't heard that one time, which is awesome. It's refreshing. But understand that you can win press conferences all year. You can win, all year leading up to kickoff. And that's awesome. Like, you honestly need to. Like, you don't want to be in the spin cycle of trying to defend statements all year, which is what we're used to. So all that sounds good, but once toe meets leather now, you have to be ready to essentially answer for all of the messaging you've put out. So you couple all of that in with fan expectations that, you know, you've kind of built a little bit, which is great. Instead of telling us essentially, hey, still come, but we're probably not going to win, so just be patient. You got fan expectations. Now you got a prime time spot. You got a spread. You got a 7.5-point spread. You got the sponsorships. You got everything going on with this particular game. Just kind of feels like the pressure. Pressure may not be the right word. I'm just going to say importance, because I don't think goalish necessarily feels pressure. Importance, though, I think is the right word. You have a very manageable September. Very manageable September if you get past this one. You got a rebuilding Florida coming in. You got a completely new look Vanderbilt coming in with a true freshman quarterback, albeit a really good one, at least on paper. You get past this one, you can really build off the momentum that I think you'll get from winning this game. You know, last year I felt like Auburn got, you know, received a big, you know, wave of momentum after handling Baylor, and you couldn't really do anything with it. You had the weird second half against South Alabama, and then, you know, the wheels fell off after that. You got a really manageable September. You could really start off 4-0 with a quick 2-0 in SEC play at home before you really get into the meat and potatoes of this, the meat of this schedule. I'd love to know what you guys think. Do you think that this game is just another game? Do you kind of jive with the direction I'm going as far as, you know, the messaging, the spotlight now, the, you know, everything that goes, the platform, everything that goes along with being that opening game and having that big opening game feel? Do you feel like it ramps up the importance of winning this one a little bit more? I still feel like Auburn, I feel similar to the way I felt last year, and I didn't know what we necessarily had at quarterback. I just felt like the roster overall was better. And for the most part, that showed on the field. Yeah, there were some lapses on the defensive side, but from the offensive side, you just ran it down their throat. And I think you could probably do something very similar this year. I still probably am looking at a double-digit win is what I would be looking at, what I would be expecting from this game. So, yeah, it's fun. We're going to have the primetime spot. It's going to be a blast. I'm already obviously looking forward to it. I mean, gosh, it's May 13th. It can't get here. It can't get here fast enough. We can only talk about kickoff times for so long before we're all ready to fight each other. Let me know what you think. We're going to talk about, I mean, recruiting is another deal that kind of feeds off of wins. You know, you can see momentum, you can build recruiting momentum with success on the field. We're going to talk about that from an in-state perspective here in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to the PTAC Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika at the corner of Veterans and Pepperell Parkway, where car care meets hospitality. Auto hospitality is their main thing. They keep it the main thing. It's not about making sure they get every single dollar out of you as soon as you come in those doors. It's about making sure that you feel comfortable enough that first visit that you'll come back the next 10 to 20 visits, a relationship. You don't really see that today as far as auto care goes. They also have another location over in Alabaster, so show them some love. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then obviously the show today is brought to you by buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere, nationwide. Doesn't matter if you want if you're in the Auburn, Opelika area and you want some inflatables for a kid's birthday party, we got that. If you want to have balloons and a sign for a birthday announcement. We got a company for that. Got a little bit of everything, and we're growing every single day. Want to branch out a little bit more. If you're in Birmingham and you got a restaurant or you're a real estate agent, or if you're in Huntsville and you got a bar that you want to let people know about, or Nashville, there's a ton of Auburn folks in Nashville. Hey, if you're in Nashville and you want to let Auburn folks know, we're going to be playing a basketball game there soon. It's byauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. A big win against Baylor in Atlanta will obviously also affect recruiting. I mean, it will. It'll have wins in general will have an effect on recruiting. I still feel like Auburn's a powder keg waiting to explode as far as recruiting goes. And I think you saw glimpses of that with Hugh Freeze, because people believed in him potentially winning at Auburn, like, and winning big because of, you know, his successes at, you know, Liberty and Ole Miss or whatever. And the, you know, that story is what it is. Auburn is a powder keg, okay? Waiting for this place to erupt, a big win, you know, a big September. I know a lot of the work is already going to be done, but it'll help solidify a lot of the messages that you're trying to get out there about what to expect from this Alex Golish-led Auburn team. And I think it can have a big effect in state. This year's class is really interesting because it doesn't – when I'm talking about this year's class, I'm talking about this year's in-state Alabama class. So all the kids in the state of Alabama. This class is not super top – okay, let me back up. It's deep. This is a really deep class, but it lacks a lot of those, you know, top five-star level guys. You only have two players, and I'm looking at the Rivals industry average or whatever they call it. You only have two that are inside the top 100. Both really good players, but you have like 20, you know, four-star guys. So you are, I'm sorry, 17 out of the top 20 are four-star guys. And even, hey, even 18, 19, and 20 are good players. You're talking about guys with multiple SEC offers. But just looking at that top 10, Auburn stands in a really, really good spot with about six or seven guys. And any type of momentum that can be built, you know, with a couple of big wins early, is going to help. Okay, you got your number one player in the state going to Oregon from Dothan, Iking Hall, four-star corner. Then you got Jabarius Garore, okay, Viger, pass rusher. He decommitted from Alabama. Does Alabama still have the slight edge? Who knows? We'll see if he comes in this weekend for Big Cat weekend, but that's a guy that Auburn – is in a really, really good spot with. Also in a really good spot with his teammate, who's the number three player in the state, Isaac McNeil, a linebacker. Again, Auburn stands is in a really, really good spot with him. Then you got Jatori Williams, a guard from Phenix City. Feels like that one's in Alabama. Feels like that one's going to go to Alabama, but who knows? Can you get him in this weekend? Gunnar Rivers, quarterback from you know, Fairhope, St. Michael's. He's going to NC State, so, you know, that one is what it is. Donovan Moore, already committed. Stone cold lock, I would imagine. Auburn kid, just don't screw that one up, and he'll be here. Jaden Aparicio Bailey from Prattville. I've seen a lot of folks that feel like Auburn leads in that one. I mean, that's a top 150 safety. 6'2", 190. I think he's scheduled to come in this weekend. Can you pick up a ton of momentum with him? Carlos May, we all know the story about Carlos May. I mean, he's got offers from everybody in the country, big defensive lineman, interior, from Ramsey High School. Auburn's in a really good spot with him. He's coming in this weekend for Big Cat weekend. You got Jalen Scott. Remember, he was committed to Auburn from Williamson. He, you know, decommitted. Now he's committed to Oklahoma. I don't know that there's a shot there, and I don't necessarily know if you care that much. That sounds harsh, but there's just other guys on the board that you're after. And then Deshaun Hall, the wide receiver from Prattville. So you got a safety from Prattville that you're after. You got a wide receiver from Prattville that you're after. Wouldn't be shocked if he comes in this weekend. Feels like Tennessee could be a threat there as well, but Auburn likes where they stand. So he's, you know, 6'4", 200 pounds, like really, really good athlete. So you got a, I mean, you got a shot at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys, potentially. Six guys. Hold on, let me go back through this. Gore, McNeil, Moore again, Carlos May, Deshaun Hall. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys out of the top 10. And you got other guys going, like, not necessarily the other 4 going to Alabama. Like, you got one going to Oregon, one going to NC State, one going to Oklahoma. And then there's some guys between, you know, 11 and 20 that you're looking at as well that could be here this weekend. I say all that to say this is a pretty good in-state class, pretty solid in-state class. And the importance of that first game, the importance of this summer, really selling a vision and then putting it on the field. Not just, you can only sell a vision for so long, actually having results to match to it could be big. So really big opening game, really big summer, really big weekend for a lot of reasons. So can Auburn make some, do some damage this weekend and then, you know, continue to build those inroads in state? I think that's going to be very, very important. Baseball took one on the chin last night. Lost 4-1 to Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State is our daddy, and Jacksonville State may actually – Jacksonville may be a state. Who knows? For what this – as good as this Auburn baseball team is, couldn't get over that hump. Couldn't take down Jacksonville State. And I know people are going to be like, man, that stinks. Jacksonville State is, you know, such a small school. How do you lose to them? Well, they are the – they are like a top 30 RPI, I think. Where are they at right now? They probably took it 28. So they're a really, really good baseball team. Obviously, we're 0-2 versus them this year. But, again, what are the things that matter when you're looking at postseason play in baseball? And one of the big things is RPI. RPI, strength of schedule, quad one wins. We've talked about this with basketball. But remember, with basketball, a lot of it was you're in that range of making the tournament. Like, you're right on the edge of the range where you can make an argument you should be in the tournament. Okay? We're not talking about that with Auburn baseball. Right now, we're talking about, are you going to be a national seed or not? And typically, typically when you're the number 2 RPI team in the country, you got a really good shot of being a national seed. You're pretty much a guarantee to be a national seed. Auburn actually went up a spot last night after the loss. I'm looking at D1 Baseball. This is a live update. It's not the NCAA site takes, you know, quite a bit of time to refresh. This is a live one. And, yeah, Auburn moved up a spot to number 2 in RPI, and RPI matters. Still the number 1 strength of schedule. You've played the most quad one games at 26. There's a couple of teams that have played 25 teams. Auburn's 13-13 versus quad one. There was another tweet, and I forgive me for not being able to find it, but it tracks, like, some key metrics of teams that have – it goes back to like 2009, and it tracks all the key metrics of teams that have won the national championship. And I think there's like 7 or 8 different metrics. And all the teams that have won it since that period of time have been over the threshold as far as over the threshold of essentially achieving those metrics. Okay, and Auburn's on the list of teams that have achieved all those metrics of teams that have won national championships since, I think, 2009. still got everything to play for, still got everything right in front of you. Losing sucks. Losing to Jacksonville State sucks. Getting swept by them this year sucks. Honestly, though, who cares? All that matters is postseason. Auburn's still totally fine. Not in real danger right now of not being a national seed, which would put Auburn in the driver's seat to get to Omaha when you're talking about hosting a regional and then turn around and potentially hosting a super regional with that pitching staff on the weekend. Again, it's going to make them tough to beat. Guys, let me know what you think about, does this change, does the announcement yesterday of being a primetime game, primetime time slot, does it change the importance of Auburn winning that one to you? I think it ramps it up a little bit. Let me know if you agree or disagree. How do you feel about in-state recruiting? Recruiting still matters, so don't even waste your time telling me it doesn't. It still matters. High school recruiting still matters. And Auburn's still in a really good spot to be a national seed, in even in spite of, you know, dropping one last night. Y'all have a great rest of your day. We'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.